Merci, Madame.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And I'd like to take this opportunity to revert to the water safety plans tool that I presented during the last meeting of the parties in a small workshop in Belgrade. And now I can go back to the establishment of this tool in Luxembourg. In fact, in Luxembourg, all of the services, water services, are public and under the responsibility of intercommunal syndicates. And most of these are small. Small in Luxembourg means fewer than 2,000 inhabitants. It's not easy to raise awareness as to risks, since most of them don't have a dedicated service for maintenance of distribution. Since 2005, suppliers have been obliged to have technical statements on their water resources and management, and these have to be revised regularly and submitted to the competent authority. But this is not always done systematically. So in order to set up a system that's better both for suppliers and the competent authorities, we've developed a computer tool which allows risk assessment on a preventive basis, on the basis of WHO's water safety plan. The tool has an interactive questionnaire that's automated through a web browser if the supplier has answered all the questions and filled out the documents required. There's then a list of measures displayed that need to be taken and gives priorities in terms of feasibility and urgency. The measures differ in terms of their category. Direct implementation of easy win-win measures or urgent measures, and then implementation within the framework of a medium-term renovation if we're talking about doubling critical networks, and finally implementation, which is optional. The use of this tool or a risk approach is mandatory for suppliers. This tool gives a standardized approach and allows an analysis of risk, even if they're not experts. And this approach also makes it possible to look at vulnerability of resources and the functioning of the distribution network. As a result, communal administrations have an overall view of the measures to be taken and can look at this in terms of the budget. And this also documents on a uniform basis the various elements of the network. And so far, 36% of the communes have finished their documentation 100%, and 48% are now at 80% or higher. So the results are then audited by the competent authority, and the communes are given a prize or a medal in bronze, silver, gold, or platinum. So there is a certain competition among suppliers to see who will have the best certification. And also there's social pressure to motivate communes and politicians to participate in this activity. So this is perfectly adapted to small and medium-sized enterprises and is reliable in terms of the risks. But we nonetheless have to regularly remind people of the benefit of this and what the risks are, because if drinking water supply is interrupted, often this is not taken into account. And we're also programming reporting and monitoring of results in order to prepare a system so as to allow providers to, no matter how small, to have to keep up with new legal provisions that will be introduced next year when the European directive on drinking water is implemented. Thank you.